What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It is 7:01. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Friday, May 16th. Our full weather forecast is on the way here on this Friday morning.
And we'll start off with just a little bit of traffic. We actually have a crash now on I-135 southbound, and it's right around the 8th and 9th Street exits. In fact, that exit to 8th and 9th Street closed. You're not able to actually exit there. So in that southbound on I-135, 8th and 9th Street, that happened a few minutes ago.
Thank you, Jad. And, of course, we always keep you updated on traffic conditions all morning long here on KNSS. Currently in Wichita, we do have a sunny sky, a wind out of the southwest, a gusty wind, and it is 61 degrees here on this Friday morning. A suspect has been identified in a stabbing in North Wichita. This took place at about 7:30 Wednesday morning in an alley near 12th and Broadway. A 47-year-old woman was assaulted. A 28-year-old woman has now been taken into custody, and formal charges are pending. President Donald Trump concluding his trip to the Middle East with a final stop in the United Arab Emirates. This report from Abu Dhabi.
The president touring the Abrahamic House, of course, home to a church, synagogue, and mosque. The president sitting here meeting with the president of the United Arab Emirates, getting ready to wrap up the trip. And it's been a very successful one. You know, let's read the receipts. Over $600 billion pledged from the Saudis, from the crown prince. The Qataris kicking in another $1.2 trillion. And, of course, the largest deal in Boeing's history. The Qataris wanting hundreds of aircraft. And here in the United Arab Emirates, not only are there more than $200 billion in secured investment in the United States, which means jobs back home, but also they're pledging $1.4 trillion over the next decade.
And that's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson with that report. This year's wheat quality tour in Kansas has finished up this week. The report indicates that the wheat streak mosaic virus, which stunts crop growth, was detected in multiple fields. However, the tour estimating that 93% of the acres that have been planted will be harvested. A man who stabbed author Salman Rushdie faces sentencing in New York.
A jury found 27-year-old Hadi Mattar guilty of attempted murder and assault in February. Prosecutors say they'll request the maximum 25 years in prison for the attack on Rushdie and 7 years for injuring a second man who was on stage with the author. The sentences must run concurrently because both victims were injured at the same event. The 77-year-old Rushdie spent 17 days at a Pennsylvania hospital after Mattar plunged the knife into his head and body more than a dozen times. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
The Kansas 911 Coordinating Council rolled out an emergency mobile dispatch center, calling it a game changer for emergency response here in Kansas. The state-of-the-art mobile unit designed to support 911 dispatchers. It's a concept that began 4 years ago, addressing the shortage of 911 training across the state. Council officials say the unit will provide operational assistance wherever it's needed. It can be driven to any emergency site anywhere in the state. A Wichita teenager is being celebrated for raising more than $220,000 for the American Heart Association's Teen of Impact campaign. Lad O'Borney has been named the AHA National Teen of Impact winner. After setting a new national fundraising record, he was among 177 nominees from 50 communities nationwide, right here from Wichita. O'Borney says his family's history of heart disease inspired his efforts. A drill for something you never want to deal with. This was going on in Atlanta. And TikTok once again found a way to help you decompress. And, of course, the live KSN Storm Track 3 forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams is on the way as well. We'll get our weather forecast heading into this weekend of mid-May. KNSS News Time, 7:05. With Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Wednesday night.
Atlanta played how to respond as Atlanta will be here. The City Soccer's World Cup out and wants to work any and all years. Proceed.
Will it be some dead spots where we can't communicate? We like to find that out now. So if we need to do any type of infrastructure with our communications department, we can make those necessary changes right now.
The drill made use of role players and involved not just police, but fire and EMS workers. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Well, if you think you've been on TikTok too much, TikTok wants to help you break away.
TikTok, the video-centric social media platform, earlier this year debuted a feature for mindful meditation for teen members, which could help their minds calm down starting at 10 p.m. after a day's worth of scrolling and creating or otherwise obsessing. The company says 98% of teens on TikTok are choosing to keep the feature on, and now TikTok is expanding the meditation feature to users of all ages. It's part of the company's new initiative to address mental health matters arising from the overuse of social media. The move comes as many remain critical of TikTok's appeal to younger users, as well as its ties to China's Communist Party. Eben Brown, Fox News.
It is 7:10 with Stephen Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We have a traffic accident. Watch out for this one. Going to be slowing things down. Southbound I-135, the accident happened right around the 8th and 9th Street exits, right there at the 9th Street exit, and they've actually got that exit closed, so you can't exit there. Again, that's southbound I-135, the 8th and 9th Street exits. That exit is closed. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's check in and get the live KSN Storm Track 3 forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Hello, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. How are you today?
Yeah, not too bad. Looks like things are going to be just fine, you know, as we get ready to head into the weekend. But at the same time, we need to make sure that we're keeping an eye on things and getting multiple updates over the next couple of days, because by the time we get into Sunday, that's going to be a weather-aware day. Strong to severe storm is going to be a possibility, as well as a few tornadoes being possible. So let's make sure that we're being weather-aware, especially over the coming days as we're expecting storm chances to wrap up. Let's go ahead and go back to the beginning of the forecast, though, and kind of go through the timeline of what to expect and when. So for today, safe to say warm, breezy, dry, sunny, high of 83 degrees. When it comes to tonight, a few more clouds building in, 54 degrees for the low. And then during the day on Saturday, tomorrow, only a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms. A bit more likely that we may have a few more spotty storms develop and move in, mainly during our evening hours, all the way into the early part of the overnight. We'll hit the reset button Sunday morning. And then afternoon hours, that's when we'll see some storms develop. That's where we'll get that severe threat from. Storms likely going to last through the evening. High of 83 to wrap up the weekend, too. Monday, also going to be another weather-aware day. It looks like we'll gradually dry out through the overnight, late Sunday night. Dry for the Monday morning commute, but then again, it's going to be those afternoon, evening hours where we'll need to keep a close eye on things, as there's going to be another threat for strong to severe storms. Once we get into Tuesday, a few showers going to kind of stick around, at least through the first half of the day, but then we'll dry out from there. High of 80 degrees by next Wednesday. Quieter conditions with a partly cloudy sky and a breeze. 76 the high come Thursday while staying dry and seeing more sunshine. And then it looks like we may stay dry into the very first part of our Memorial Day weekend next Friday. Warm too with a high of 80. Right now we're at 59 degrees, southwest breeze at 15 miles an hour. Very little cloud cover. Another nice bright start to the day.
Yeah, and we just get to this time of the year where it's just beautiful weather to go to see baseball. Got the Shockers at home, the wind surge at home, and just, you know, it's not too hot, it's not too cold, it's just so nice to go out and see a night game.
Yeah, you know what? Until we get towards the end of the weekend, that's when we'll need to, you know, get back into that mode of being weather aware.
Got it. We appreciate it, and thanks for the info. Have a great weekend, Ronnell.
All right. Too.
There he goes, live, the KSN Storm Track 3 forecast from meteorologist Ronnell Williams, every weekday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. It is 7:13 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Friday morning, right here in the middle of May. A strike by Starbucks baristas. They're protesting the company's new dress code, and that strike got bigger yesterday. We've now got more than 2,000 Starbucks baristas at 120 stores in the U.S. on strike all week long. In some cases, protesting the new dress code. Starbucks put new limits this week on what the baristas may wear under their green aprons. It requires employees at company-operated and licensed stores in the U.S. and Canada to wear a solid black shirt and khaki black or blue denim bottoms. So it's kind of like your school dress code there. You got to be pretty fairly uniform in some of that.
Hmm.
Under the previous dress code, baristas could wear a broader range of dark colors and patterned shirts. The new rules, Starbucks says, will make the green apron stand out and create a sense of familiarity for customers. And Starbucks says it's trying to establish a warmer, more welcoming feeling in its stores as they charge you $8 for a cup of coffee.
Yeah, exactly. And then yell out somebody else's name when your drink comes up there. Yeah.
The union that represents workers at a lot of these stores said the dress code should be subject to collective bargaining. So this is one of the big issues going on in our nation right now about what color of dark shirt baristas at Starbucks may or may not wear while they're charging you a lot of money for coffee.
See, Ted, you're not really a coffee guy. So I can't imagine.
Not at those prices, I'm not.
Well, no, but I can't imagine you standing around waiting only to hear somebody say, Tim, I've got a hot chocolate for Tim.
Todd.
Todd.
Yeah.
Tom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right here. 7:15 with Steve and Ted on KNO. What about you, Jad? You have a name that's not usually on the grid. I imagine you've had quite the array of name called.
The thing is, it doesn't have to be Starbucks for me. Nobody gets it right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not just the cliche of Starbucks, you know, getting it wrong. Anytime somebody has to say my name, it's always wrong because it just doesn't work. It doesn't compute for people. So, yeah, that happens everywhere. I remember one time somebody here, I believe it was a salesperson, can't remember which one it was, had been working here for about 4 or 5 years, and somebody pronounced my name or spelled it out or something while they were around, and they were shocked, dismayed, and even mad at me that they apparently hadn't known what my name was the entire time. They thought I was Chad for four or 5 years.
Well,
yeah, and I had never corrected them.
Details. Yeah, just details.
Well, it's not correcting them and just letting people say whatever is easier than trying to explain it. So sure.
Sometimes that is the case. It is 7:17 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's take a look at what's going on in sports as we head into the weekend. We'll start out with college baseball. Wichita State hosting Memphis at X Stadium. The Shockers on a 3-game winning streak now after winning last night. This is a series in which the winner keeps their season alive, and the loser, the season is done. So you got to take at least 2 out of 3. The Shockers with a good first step last night, getting some nice offense, and then turning it over to some good bullpen work as well. Mike Kennedy had the call of the game last night. It was on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
1-2, struck him out. 100 miles an hour. That's the roar you heard, not only for the strikeout, but seeing 100 go up on the radar gun. A 1-2-3 inning for Nick Potter in the seventh, all by strikeout. And after 6.5, Shockers 7, Memphis 5.
Hey, you're getting good work out of the bullpen there from Nick Potter, and it helps to get some insurance runs.
Another 0-2 pitch hit well to right field. That's really hit. The right fielder back to the fence, and it's gone. Jaden Gustafson, who had never hit a home run in his college career until this season, finally got one at Charlotte and now has homered in back-to-back games.
Hey, what do you think of that? And the Shockers go on to beat Memphis 9-5, taking game one of that 3-game series. So the Shocks now just need one win either tonight or tomorrow afternoon to keep the season alive. Memphis at Wichita, there's your scenario, 6 o'clock tonight, 1 o'clock tomorrow. Tomorrow, final home game of the regular season is Senior Day, so 15 Shocker seniors on the roster will be honored at X Stadium. Of course, Mike Kennedy will have live coverage of both those games on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Major League Baseball, after a day off, the Kansas City Royals are home this weekend against their in-state interleague rival, the St. Louis Cardinals, at Kauffman Stadium. The Royals have lost four of their last five, but they do play really well at home. St. Louis has won 10 of its last 11. Cardinals are red hot. 6 o'clock tomorrow night, you can hear the game over on KFH. 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon, that game also on KFH for the Royals. Pro Golf, the PGA Championship is underway at Quail Ridge in Charlotte. Round one leader is a guy that won the Wichita Open 15 years ago, Jonathan Vegas. At the age of 40, is your first round leader at the PGA Championship. He shot a 7 under par 64 yesterday, and he's got a 2-stroke lead. Heading into round two today, he'll tee off in about 40 minutes. As Jonathan Vegas has never finished in the top 20 at a major, but he's leading a major now after the first round at the PGA Championship in Charlotte. Minor League Baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge falling 5-3 last night downtown at Equity Bank Park to Arkansas. So both teams are tied atop the division with three more games to go at home for Wichita this week. 6:35 tonight, 4 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock Sunday at Equity Bank Park for Wind Surge Baseball to see if they can stay in first place. College women's golf, the NCAA championship getting underway today in Carlsbad, California. KU and K-State women's golf teams are both in the field. KU women's golf in the Nationals for the first time in 11 years. They'll tee off about an hour from now. K-State women's golf are in the Nationals for the first time ever. They'll tee off shortly before 9 o'clock this morning. Get that process going this weekend. College baseball, another win for KU. Jayhawks win on the road, shutting out 14th-ranked West Virginia 3-0. That's a 40-win season for KU. Now 40-14 on a three-game winning streak, tied for second place in the Big 12 Conference right now after knocking off the Mountaineers. And another college baseball team here in our state doing great. Pittsburgh State, the Gorillas, opening up play at the NCAA Regional in Mankato, Minnesota. And the Gorillas hammer Henderson State 18-5. It's also a 40-win season for the Gorillas. Pittsburgh State is now 40-10, advancing to the winner's bracket of that regional. Wow. You've got Pittsburgh State with 40 wins, KU with 40 wins, and got some good college baseball right there going on between those two teams. And that is sports with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is 7:21 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Make sure we take a look at traffic and weather update coming your way. And the Trump administration continues its fight against one illicit drug entering the U.S. We'll talk about that and what that is coming up on your House Call for Health. That's next with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Good morning. It is 7:30. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, May 16th. Currently in Wichita, we have a sunny sky, 61 degrees here on this Friday morning. The budget bill is facing some pushback as the House Budget Committee meets to discuss the bill in the nation's capital.
There are at least three GOP members on the panel who said they'll vote against the bill in its current form. They include Representatives Andrew Clyde, Ralph Norman, and Chip Roy, who is leading the charge. House Budget Chair Jody Arrington can only afford one no vote to advance the bill out of committee, provided all Democrats oppose it. Some of the holdouts say the bill does not do enough to curb abuse of Medicaid. They want work requirements to kick in now instead of 2029. They also say they don't yet know the true cost of the bill and whether it cuts spending as much as some fiscal conservatives would like. Still, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he believes the bill will advance today.
And that's Fox's Madeline Rivera with that report. The man accused of killing four University of Idaho students was back in court for a final pre-trial hearing.
After numerous hearings and motions filed, Brian Koberger's trial in the killings of four University of Idaho students is set, with the prosecution and defense being made clear on evidence, witnesses, and jury instructions. Judge Stephen Hippler also saying if Koberger is found guilty of murder, that the penalty phase will begin immediately.
It's either life without parole or death.
Koberger's pled not guilty in the deadly knife attacks of Madison Mogan, Kaylee Goncalves, Ethan Chapin, and Zainer Kernodle in an off-campus house in Moscow in 2022. His trial, that's expected to last months, begins in August. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A Republican member of the Kansas House of Representatives is resigning. Patrick Penn, who represents portions of Sedgwick County and a small part of Butler County. That includes Benton, Keachie, Bel Air, and Wichita. He's been in office since 2021, but this resignation comes just 6 months after he won re-election for another two-year term. A precinct election is now scheduled for May 28th. It's 7:33 with Stephen Ted here on KNSS, and we were just talking a little bit about that budget. President Trump has got some interesting components that he still wants to get into that budget. Let's check in with Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live in Miami this morning. And Evan, boy, getting your mind wrapped around a federal budget is not easy to do. There's a lot of things going on.
Yeah, that's pretty hard to do. But the president yesterday, I'm trying to figure out the time difference here. I guess it might have been a day and a half ago. But he was in Qatar, and he was speaking to our troops at the Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar. And he told them there's a substantial pay raise coming for them, and if the budget gets passed. And that got a lot of cheers. Of course, he responded with, if you don't want it, you don't have to take it. And that got a lot of laughs. But some of the readouts that we have seen of the bill look like that raise could be 3.8%, which is a little less than the last one they got, which was about 4%. But I'm guessing no one's going to turn away a 3.8% raise. And so that would be helpful, I guess, to a lot of people. Some of the youngest and therefore lesser ranking members of our military, E1 pay grade, they only make about $21,000 and change a year before taxes. So I'm sure that someone in making that money would be happy with 3.8%.
Are there any portions of this proposed budget that are causing any contention?
Well, I mean, if we're looking at the whole big budget, remember the president wants everything in one big, beautiful bill, as he calls it. I suspect that there will be some tension after the president gets a chance to read it. They came out with this right before he left for the Middle East, which was curious. A few of the things that he has been promising in his campaign, he may not like the way that they have implemented this. For instance, no tax on tips. According to some readings of this bill, no tax on tips turned into will allow you to deduct tips from your taxable income when you file. That means that you're still getting taxed on the tips. You just get perhaps maybe a bigger refund at the end of the day, when you file on April 15th. Not sure if that's going to sit well with everyone, if it's going to disappoint people, or if people would say, all right, we'll live with that. Of course, it expires in 2028, so it may not really be a long-term deal for a lot of people, right? You're only going to get a few years out of that. The no tax on Social Security turned into something more along the lines of an extra $4,000 on the standard deduction for senior citizens, which therefore you're still being taxed on your Social Security. But if you're a senior citizen who itemizes their taxes, you may not get any use out of that. So. Again, this is not signed. Things can change. The bill is going through committee markups. At some point, there'll be a final bill that'll get voted on. The president may opine on how this was carried out at some point.
As far as timetable on this, is there a point at which they have to get that budget passed, or is it just working its way through right now?
I think they're going to want to get it passed sooner rather than later. One, at some point, the money runs out, right? If they're going to have to do a continuing resolution again or whatever. But if you think about it, this Congress has not passed many bills this year. And they've been not necessarily present in Washington, D.C. during this whole time. At some point, Congress is going to want to do something, especially if the Republicans want to you know, try to justify to the voter that they deserve a majority again next year when the midterms happen. So it's kind of on them to kind of get something done, I think, right? Yeah.
Eben, what's going on in Miami today?
Well, getting ready for the weekend, and I can tell you that already at 8:37 in the morning here, it is 81 degrees, with a feels like of 88 and a high today of 92, and the humidity very, very soupy with a light wind about 2 miles per hour. So not a bad day.
No, but it's going to be one of those days.
Going to be one of those, which is kind of like all of those days. The heat came back last month, and it stays here through, October. We're 16 or so days from hurricane season.
So that's on the, we'll keep an eye on that as well. Eben, we appreciate your time today. Thanks very much. Have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.
That is Fox News Radio's Eben Brown live in Miami telling us about President Trump, talking about the budget bill and perhaps substantial pay raises for service members as part of that. Thanks to Eben for joining us live today in Miami. KNSS News Time is 7:38. This is Mental Health Awareness Month. Joan Tammany is Executive Director of ComCare Sedgwick County. She tells KNSS News there's often a stigma attached to mental health treatment.
Stigma among younger individuals is starting to break down. They're asking for help. Stigma among adults is still pretty significant, although people are willing to seek help. Unfortunately, they wait till they're in a crisis. So we need to continue to bust it down. It's part of the healthcare system, just like diabetes, just like heart disease.
Joan Tammany is our guest this weekend on Issues 2025. That's Sunday morning at 8 o'clock here on KNSS. Emergency crews responded to a vehicle hitting a pedestrian in West Wichita at about 7:45 last evening near Douglas and Meridian. One person hospitalized in serious condition. City of Wichita asking residents to sound off on local fireworks regulations. There's a brief online survey that is open now through May 30th. It's the 2025 fireworks survey. It takes about 5 minutes to do. It's part of the city's annual outreach on fireworks usage. Right now, the laws on the books have the fireworks season running June 27th through July 5th. When fireworks are allowed daily from 10 a.m. to midnight, aerial fireworks are only permitted during a three-day stretch on July 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Troubling weather conditions in store for many areas of the United States, and the temperatures, as Eben Brown just told us, are on the rise in the South.
A severe weather outbreak is expected today for parts of the Midwest, the Tennessee and Ohio River valleys, bringing the potential for strong damaging winds, large hail, tornadoes, and heavy rain that could lead to flash flooding. We're also expecting thunderstorms reaching severe limits for parts of the Northeast on Saturday. Meanwhile, record-breaking heat continues for Texas along the Gulf Coast as well, with temperatures into the upper 90s and 100-degree range. Stay tuned for all of the forecast details with Fox Weather. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
And this week, a House Appropriations Subcommittee hearing examined the current state of the Navy and the Marines.
New Navy Secretary John Phelan testified the Navy remains the dominant maritime force in the world.
But that dominance is under threat. China continues to expand its fleet, build more advanced submarines, and operate more provocatively and aggressively in contested waters.
Therefore, Secretary Phelan says the U.S. needs to act.
Rebuilding our hollowed-out maritime industrial base is a national security imperative.
Acting Chief of Naval Operations Admiral James Kilby acknowledged the challenges, but said one thing remains absolute.
We remain committed to a strong global Navy, one that is prepared to defend our homeland, deter our adversaries, and prevail in war.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Now let's take a look at our weather forecast heading into this weekend in mid-May. Let's check in and get the KSN forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Overall, quiet through our Friday before weekend storm chances start to ramp up. We'll have mostly sunny skies today. Going to be warm again, too, with a high of 83 degrees and a breeze at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Be weather aware this weekend. Strong to severe storms are going to be possible, especially by Sunday. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
And currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the southwest, a sunny sky. It is 61 degrees here on this Friday morning at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330. KNSS. It is 7:41 with Steve and Ted coming up. Of course, we will have the Kirk Siminoff, Wichita Business Journal update on the way, as Kirk will join us with some live local business news, and he'll be telling us about Prairie Land Partners, a deal going on in Goddard. Kirk will be giving us those details in just a few minutes. KNSS News Time, 7:42. 7:46 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Kirk Siminoff's Wichita Business Journal update is on the way. We'll tell you about a project going on in southeast Wichita. Now, Steve and Ted, it is time for three big things. Emirates Global Aluminum is going to start building a $4 billion plant in Oklahoma by the end of next year. It's going to be in the Tulsa area. More than 2,000 Starbucks baristas go on strike. They're protesting the new dress code. Russia and Ukraine holding their first direct peace talks in 3 years amid low expectations. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We still have a exit closed due to a crash. Southbound I-135, the exit to 8th and 9th Streets. Now that we have the traffic volumes picking up, got a couple of other things to watch out for. Stalled out vehicle, slowing things down, southbound I-235. It is right around K-42. So again, southbound I-235, right around K-42. And we've got a stalled out vehicle on Kellogg. This is between Hoover and Dugan, westbound on Kellogg. Traffic update. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And we take a look at our weather forecast here on the Friday heading into the weekend. Mostly sunny today and warm, a high of 83 degrees. Pretty much that's going to be the temperature all weekend. Overnight tonight, low down to 51 under a clear sky. Tomorrow, mostly sunny again, a high of 82 on Saturday. Low down to 60 on Saturday night, partly cloudy. And then on Sunday, though, we're looking at a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms by Sunday afternoon. Gusty wind out of the southeast and a high at 84 on Sunday. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the southwest, a sunny sky. It is 61 degrees here on this Friday morning at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, on our way to a high today of 83. 7:48 with Steve and Ted on KNSS, and of course, coming up on Sunday night, as always, it is the next edition of the John Whitmer Show. And joining us now is the host of the John Whitmer Show, Mr. John Whitmer. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted. Yeah, we're taking the show on the road, well, sort of, this week. As listeners to the show will remember, throughout the legislative session, we were broadcasting once a month up in Topeka, thanks to our friends at Eck Insurance. And so this will be the last of our Eck Insurance road shows. We're keeping it local. We're going to be downtown at Union Station at the offices of Americans for Prosperity here in Kansas, up on the third floor by the big black locomotive. And so we'll be broadcasting live from AFP's headquarters on Sunday night, so folks can come down and see how the sausage is made.
Very nice. Although you're not far from that cheesecake place, I'd like to see how the cheesecake is made.
You know, I forgot about that. That's right. I can go to. I might have to sneak down during breaks and grab a piece of cheesecake and then sneak back to the microphone. So if I'm delayed after coming back from one of the breaks, everybody will know why.
Exactly. Hey, boy, we're starting to get into that here. People running for office.
Yes, we have two announcements this week, and actually both of them will be on our show Sunday. Dan Hawkins, the current Speaker of the House, he's not resigning his seat, but he has announced that he will be running for insurance commissioner. And currently the insurance commissioner is Vicky Schmidt, who is widely expected to announce a run for governor, which would obviously leave that seat vacant. So Dan Hawkins announced he's going to run for insurance commissioner. And then, of course, former Governor Jeff Collier announced just yesterday that he is running for governor. And we'll have both of them on the show Sunday. So, yeah, it's off. They're off, so to speak. And we'll start now that we really started getting them announcing, we'll start having them on the show as they start rolling out these announcements.
And you've got a former U.S. Senator who will be joining you on Sunday.
Correct, yes. Former Senator Phil Graham. We've had him on the show before. He's was always known for being an economics guru. And with the United States government kind of emerging a little bit from our economic slump, I wanted to talk to him about the state of our economy, trade, obviously what's been going on with tariffs, and kind of get his perspective. He is sort of the sage of the Senate back in the day. And you know, just sort of compare and contrast Trump with Reagan, for some lack of a better vision, and just get his take on where we are and where he thinks things are going. And I'm looking forward to that conversation.
Sounds good. Sounds like another great show on Sunday night.
It should be. And of course, we'll take calls. And in this case, we'll have conversations with folks who just show up at AFP's headquarters at Union Station. They're going to provide some food and refreshments, and so come on out. Actually, you know, I go on the air at 7, but the doors open at 6:30, so folks can come and mingle and have some food and refreshments, and then watch the show from 7 to 9.
Very nice. That is have a great weekend, and we'll tune in Sunday night. There he goes, John Whitmer, the host of the John Whitmer Show, every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock, 7 to 9 on Sunday nights, right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is 7:52 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and as we do at this time every weekday morning, it's time to check in and get a local business update from editor Kirk Semenoff at the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Ted. Prairieland Partners, the agricultural...
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Equipment Dealer, with locations in Wichita and Andale, is planning on building a 60,000-square-foot facility in Goddard. Company officials tell the city of Goddard the project will create 40 new jobs for the new location at the southeast corner of 215th Street West and Highway 54. The company is requesting $14 million from Goddard in industrial revenue bonds to help with construction costs. An outdated industrial facility on West Harry will get new life. Wham Capital plans to remodel 140,000 square feet into speculative space with a desire to attract businesses to the area. Warehouse, distribution, and manufacturing are the possible uses once the renovations are complete. The Wichita City Council has approved $5 million in industrial revenue bonds for that project. And Ted, the weekly print edition of the Wichita Business Journal hits the stands today, if there were still newsstands, but it will hit mailboxes instead. This week's cover story is a look at the impressive rebound of Automation Plus, the West Wichita company that specializes.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is in product identification and software. A fire in the facility 2 years ago put Doug and Cheryl Wolford's company on its heels, but it has fought back with the help from friends and neighbors through the recovery process and is going full steam ahead. You'll also find all the week's local business news and a feature on Rachel Aha, the new Kansas market leader for Cox Communications. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I saw a newsstand. Like in the
There was used to be one downtown. What was it called?
You got me.
I don't remember. It's been years.
And if you do see anything that might resemble a newsstand anymore, it's just full of Splurge magazine.
Yeah. So that would be correct.
Yeah. So that's what's going on with that. So, hey, you know this deal? I know it's off the grid a little bit from what we're talking about, but that company from the United Arab Emirates going to build that global aluminum $4 billion facility in the Tulsa area.
That's a huge get for Tulsa, isn't it?
Oh my gosh,
man, that's a lot of jobs, and that's just a diamond for that community. Yeah,
yeah, and of course we're still sitting here waiting for that computer chip maker, that thing that was supposed to, I thought that was supposed to be rubber stamped, and we'd be putting out silicon chips by now, and nothing's happened.
Yeah, it's, you know, from the whenever that first announcement was it even in 2022 or maybe 2023?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Ever since then, we've been waiting and waiting, and the CHIPS Act funding has dried up, and I think that's kind of gone by the wayside now.
Oh, man, that's too bad. I thought, here it is, Wichita's going to be in the forefront of this great industry, and it just didn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's been a disappointment, that's for sure.
All right. Well, boy, I'm sorry to end this conversation on a downer, but I guess we have
Debbie Downer Woodward.
We have 55 minutes to rev up for another live report from you. So we'll get ready for a big 8 o'clock conversation.
I will be back.
All right. There he goes. That's editor Kirk Siminoff from the Wichita Business Journal with a live business update right here with Steve and Ted. We'll talk with Kirk live again 1 hour from now at 8:50 this morning. Yeah, speaking of which, we have a big 8 o'clock hour on the way here with Steve and Ted. All your information. And, of course, when you get to the 8 o'clock hour, on a Friday, we're going to check in with Visit Wichita and find out what's going on all over town this weekend. And, of course, entertainment news in the blur.
That's right. And coming up in the blur, a couple of notes for parents. Some kids-centered stories coming up on the blur that we'll tell you all about.
Sounds good. All the information you need is coming your way in a big 8 o'clock hour. That's next, right here with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.